This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Housing advocates have warned that a tidal wave of evictions could force countless of Coloradans from their homes in the coming months. It hasn't happened yet, but renters and landlords are getting nervous as the next due date approaches. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Landlords have filed more than 1,600 removal cases in Colorado since Governor Jared Polis's ban on evictions expired in June. But that's still less than half of the pre-pandemic eviction rate. The Colorado Apartment Association says it's a sign of success. The industry group argues that property owners have been able to negotiate repayment plans with renters who have lost their jobs. But many tenants also had help paying their bills from the government. Here's Tony Giulianelle, president of Atlas Real Estate.
Yeah, we've been really fortunate over these last several months to see the stimulus that was put in place, the CARES Act, that expanded unemployment benefits for those that were impacted by COVID-19 really work, I think, the way that they were intended and help people be able to meet their basic needs, including their rent payments.
Those unemployment benefits dropped sharply this month, and the next emergency supplement won't arrive for weeks, which has Giulianelle worried about September.
This is definitely going to be the stress test, if you will. Without those levels of support that we've experienced over the last several months.
Emergency federal protections that were blocking some evictions also expired in recent weeks. That means almost all renters who fell behind during the pandemic can be evicted if they don't repay in full. And for the Coloradans who have gone through it, the pandemic is only making eviction more difficult.
I feel a lot of anger. I feel I feel a lot of loss.
Here's Catherine Azar, age 70, who lost her home after her work with horses disappeared.
I'm angry that in the middle of a deadly pandemic that people would put money over helping a person who's high risk. And it just feels wrong. And it feels like we don't have enough in place to protect people like me, and there are a lot of us.
Azar is now living at a hotel in Louisville, hoping she has enough savings to find somewhere more permanent. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.